Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
ZZ Top is coming to Omaha. ZZ Top brings the raw whiskey tour to the Orpheum on Wednesday, April 12th. Listen to the Connor Happer Show to win a pair of tickets. Plus, there's another chance to win tickets online at 1620thezone.com.
Very confused again about the discourse because Mike is a little upset, I think, with me. Because he says, I still do not believe if Husker football lost on a controversial call in the Big Ten Championship, CU fans would have trolled Husker fans. I wouldn't have, and honestly, it is insulting to assume I would. Like, okay. I don't know really what we're doing here if we're going to debate on if fan bases would make fun of other fan bases for losing in horrific fashion. That's what rival fan bases do. Like,
yeah, I know.
To get upset about that, like, I think that that is kind of low-hanging fruit of things to get angry about.
I know.
Be angry about the foul call. Be angry about your team losing. Don't be angry about other fans making fun of you. It's like it's the price of doing business of being a fan. And that's why I said I try not to do that with other fan bases when my favorite teams win. When the Cowboys win, I try not to do that. Because, look, I know it's going to get thrown back in my face when they lose. I know it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and look, do I assume that people out of the goodness of their own heart then are going to treat me a certain way? I mean, I do with the people close to me. Like, again, people, you know, some friends just say, Josh, are you going to make an open? Hell no, I'm not going to make an open. I am not going to do that. First of all, I care about John, so I wouldn't do that. Second of all, I ain't going to give him the opportunity to do something like that for me. Like, that's not how I operate. But if a random person is going to, you know, a Nebraska fan's going to talk trash to John, like, I can't stop that because that's what fans do. They make fun of other fans. I enjoyed the hell out of the Eagles losing the Super Bowl.
It's just if you're gonna get into the name calling, I'm going to block your ass.
Yeah, and that's fine. Yeah, and that's totally fine, too.
Because I'm saving you. I'm saving you from having to see Creighton content.
Yeah.
But I'm just saving.
Like, I'm with Amazing Daniel. You know, you don't have to play nice with opposing rivals. Like, you just don't have to.
You don't, but my only beef, and again, it stems back to Saturday, was this whole notion of, you know, people who only parachute into this tournament and this sport during this tournament with ignorant opinions. And some of that was also being parroted by local people who should know better. I mean, it's one thing, yeah, if you want to hate on Creighton and celebrate that they lost, but to imply that a path is easy is just, it's stupid.
Yeah, and like,
it's absolutely stupid.
Yeah, and like, of course it wasn't easy. They had to win games, you know.
Yeah, would it have been the same as going through Kansas, Houston, and Alabama in consecutive weeks? Of course not.
Yeah.
But anything that implies that it's an easy path either hasn't watched the sport or is literally just doing it to troll, but it still makes you look dumb.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. It just makes you look dumb. In my opinion.
And look, there's one person that you're talking about. Do you want to mention him by name? Because he is speaking to the Nebraska audience in Lincoln. If I assume, you know.
No, it's been.
Okay.
It's more than that. It's more than that.
Yeah.
You know, in that case, it might just be, you know, a little too much icy hot left over from all the jocks in the studio. I mean, that stuff's pretty noxious.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It gases you.
Yeah.
Really nasty. But, yeah, no, it's out there, and that's whatever.
Brian says, I agree with Josh. And Brian, by the way, Jays fan, just feel like bad karma will come back around and it's just too toxic anymore. I just root for my team and ignore the rest other than trolling UConn, but they are really good. Yeah, and that's how I operate. Like, I always find it mind-blowing that after, like, horrible, horrible losses like the one that Creighton went through yesterday, that a lot of people just want to hop online and get mad and argue. You know, like, we talk about that a lot. Toxicity and politics and whatever. The wanting that we as a society have of being mad, you know? And I know that in 2020, I felt that way a lot, where I wanted to get online and I just wanted to bitch. And I have really feel like I've taken a step back from doing that because it was not healthy for me. I know after Cowboys games, when they lose, you would think I want to hop on Twitter and bitch about it? Absolutely not. I just want to be left alone. I want to go do something else. I walk my dog. I watch a TV show. It's like, you know, and that's not to say, like, Creighton fans, you did this to yourself. I don't want to, like, victim shame in a way, but, like, look, man, people are going to be, if they don't like your team, they're going to love that your team lost. And like, that's just, it's a fact. And that's how it is with sports. So if you don't want to deal with that, then just log off, you know, take a chill pill, you know. You don't have to take a chill pill. Just log off.
Husker fan of Dallas says, if Creighton pulls an upset next season and beats Nebraska, then we'll wear it. But CU fans have absolutely earned the ridicule over the years. Well, you know what? Every fan base has kind of earned the ridicule over the last few years. That's the other thing about this whole conversation is, because let's face it, for the longest time, everyone around here kind of held their noses up and said, we're the best. We're the best. The mm-hmm. best fans. The best fans. And I've always maintained there is no such thing as that.
Of course.
I mean, every fan base has its element of good.
Well, what does that
and
even
bad.
Mean? What is best fit? Like, is it just showing up? Like, okay.
Well,
some would
argue
you might be a little gullible because you keep supporting a bad product.
Exactly.
You know, like you. And look, that's not an doesn't have to be an inherent criticism of Nebraska. You said that about Cubs fans. That Cubs fans showing up
they
for years
showed
and
up,
years.
They
and years.
Showed up a lot, and they didn't inspire the management and the ownership at the time to spend any money on the team
mm-hmm.
because they were already making bank. It's like, hey, why do we have to worry about putting out a good product? Fans are going to show up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There's elements of good and bad fans everywhere.
Of course, yeah. You're going to have good fans. You're going to have a-hole fans. Corey says, Josh, you trolled.
But everyone tends to kind of bring it on themselves at some point.
Yeah, I don't care. I just want my team to win. I don't really care about
the ditto.
I mean, as long as the fans are not going out like murdering people, like they can kind of do whatever
that
they
want.
That
is true. You know, that is true.
Anti-murder.
There is something.
Anti-murder.
There is... As poisonous sometimes, as toxic as the discourse can be between fan bases, rival fan bases on social media.
At least we're not soccer fans?
No wars have ever started between rival fan bases that, you know, actual war.
Yeah, that's true. There was that time that Oklahoma fan ripped the guy's scrotum.
Right, but I mean it didn't.
What about the Aztecs with like their sideways basketball soccer game that they had? They probably went to war a few times, all right?
Aztecs?
Huh?
What? The Aztecs. They had like this. They had a game. Tribes probably went to war. All right. Well,
I don't remember that.
Before you.
And for the record, he's not talking about San Diego State.
He's talking about
the actual
Aztecs. I forget.
Not
that
the Aztec
San Diego
Nick,
State.
They literally just beat Creighton, Nick.
I forgot that was their mascot.
Corey says, Josh, you trolled the Eagles the entire second half of the season. That's not true. I trolled them the first half of the season. Second half, they got good, and then I shut up. Man, I'm happy they didn't win the Super Bowl, though. Thank God. That would have been tough.
Would have been awkward.
Yeah.
On another controversial call.
Bingo. See, and that's it. Like, you know what? One of the things that I've spent a lot of time over the last now 24 hours thinking about is how would we have discussed the game if it did not have that call? And I think the answer is probably pretty obvious, right? We would have talked about the three-pointers and, like, you know, maybe the wound's a little fresh right now, but you gave me an all-time. We got to find the drop. But you, when you guys were frustrated about the rebounding, you were like, grab the ball and hold it or something. And it just made me giggle. Yeah. But like that, you know, that's one of those things you look back on the missed threes and the rebounding.
Yeah, the
like,
offensive
damn.
Rebounding was,
was
crazy bad.
Yeah.
For a spell.
Yeah.
And that was a key thing. I mean, you know, and again, that's why at the end of the day, you credit San Diego State. And I tried, and I hope I accomplished enough on the broadcast yesterday to credit San Diego State for what they did and to celebrate their achievement, because they are a deserving program. Sixth winningest program in the last 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
In all of college basketball. Sixth winningest. It's a team that, you know, probably should have been in a Final Four or two. Would have been a number one seed in the COVID year had COVID not blown up the tournament.
Dude, I remember.
A very good program, a respectable program. I've no ill will towards San Diego State at all. They just play a different style, and it works for them, and it's really, really, really effective.
Yeah, they're a tough team to play. Tony says, at least fans on Twitter aren't burning down stadiums like some European soccer fans do.
Do
and
they?
Travis says,
they burn down stadiums?
As toxic as things may get between Creighton and Nebraska or any college fan base, nothing will ever be as toxic as soccer fan bases around the world. That's true.
Hmm.
At least they're not soccer fans.
Soccer fans go hard in the paint.
Cool. Now, if you want to know who to yell at next week, Matt Norlander just posted the officials that will be at the Final Four.
Is it the same guy?
No.
Oh.
That guy's not there. But.
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 The Rooferee is there.
Nice.
And Kip Kissinger is there. So we have two Nebraska guys.
Thank you for presenting our lineup today, John Higgins of Jack Mitchell and Mitch Sherman, who joins us in 15 minutes.
So there you go. Oh, and guess who else is on the list? Jeffrey Anderson, the Lipizzaner Stallion himself.
What does that mean, John?
Mr. High Stepper. He was the ref in the Marquette game that I yelled at.
Oh, okay.
But he's the one that's famous for high stepping down the floor
okay.
and being a show off.
Nice.
So.
See, I heard Happer say it earlier.
There's the silver lining, Jays fans. You won't have to deal with Jeffrey Anderson.
I heard Happer mention earlier, they maybe need to change how they call a charge because it just looks too cool. You know, you'll notice football.
I agree.
Football penalties, none of them look cool. Plus, you don't get to call it in the moment. You have to, you know, have
yeah,
the
you got
to
have a little huddle and you got yeah. to do that.
Whereas,
I saw
baseball,
an official
calling a strikeout when they're looking.
Oh yeah, it's
Punch
a show.
Oh, it's
oh,
physical. Yeah.
It's
oh,
a
yeah.
big show. Oh. As much as we come sometimes laugh, you've ever seen.
Oh, what's his name? Hopping down the court.
Yeah. Well, no. When you see Leslie Nielsen.
The actor.
Yeah.
Who's his vice president?
Movie?
Jerry Lewis.
When he plays the umpire.
Oh,
Airplane.
Crap. No, it wasn't. Was that the one
Naked
with
Gun?
Sheen?
The
Naked
original
Gun.
Naked Gun.
Naked Gun.
And he's mocking all of the strikeout calls and doing all the dances. I mean, it's not that far from the real thing.
Mm.
But I also saw an official during the Final Four game again, between Kansas State and Florida Atlantic
yeah.
when he was making a call about whose ball it was just one of these. Just like he was like winding up. To point in the
yeah.
direction
it's
of the
cool.
team.
It's cool. It looks too cool.
Yeah, and I think that's...
Make that foul not cool.
I agree. I think sometimes people... And listen, it's easy to get caught up in the moment when it's a... When you're running up and down the floor and your adrenaline is pumping and it, you know, you're getting into it too. And a lot of these referees are former athletes themselves or former basketball players.
They better
players.
Be. They got to run up and down the court.
Sometimes they feel like they want to be part of the action. And so sometimes, it gets a little more
charged.
Charged.
Juice.
But that's not a bad idea to change the charge call. What should it be?
Yeah, well, here, look at this one from Joey Crawford back in the day if this GIF works.
Oh,
look
yeah.
Look at him hopping down the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a blocking
call. No, that's
call.
The block.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Like, he's, what are you doing, Joe? God, I couldn't stand that guy.
Yeah. See, that's just showing off.
Yeah, exactly.
Just showing off.
Yeah.
No one came to see you. No one.
Indeed. All right.
Honestly, I'll be honest. We're talking about refs a lot more than I thought we would.
I
was just going to say the one thing and move on, and then Jack got me all wound up.
What do you mean? Yeah, it's you, and then Jack Mitchell is on. Like, of course we're talking about refs the amount we were going to talk about.
I know.
You and Chiefs fans love talking refs.
Yes, you do. You damn Chiefs fans.
I thought I handled it pretty well.
You triggered them by casually throwing out the bad call at the end of the Super Bowl, and now Chiefs fans are mad at you again.
Right.
And you just did it in passing. What do you call it, atrocious? And John was doing it in jest. In jest.
No, I said it was controversial. I didn't
controversial,
say it was
that's what it was. Okay.
It was controversial.
People forget.
It was controversial. Mm. Though I did see a columnist, a very famous columnist that we have now banned from this program, who was at the game.
Did he have two G's, that guy?
No, but he likes to use his name as a pun in his columns.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah,
Stibbs
that
and I
guy.
Were out on that guy before you were. Props to us.
You were. Congratulations.
Yeah.
What
did he do?
Who called it controversial but correct. It's like, wait a minute. If it's correct, then it's not controversial. You fool!
I don't miss that guy.
I don't either.
Nice.
Nice to know he's still pissing off Nebraskans no matter what. On 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.